Ethan Hunt and the IMF team continue their search for the terrifying AI known as the Entity, which has infiltrated intelligence networks all over the globe, with the world's governments and a mysterious ghost from Ethan's past on their trail. Joined by new allies and armed with the means to shut the Entity down for good, Hunt is in a race against time to prevent the world as we know it from changing forever. That is the plot summary to Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. I saw this a couple of days ago. Nearly on opening night. I saw it at a daytime showing and there was roughly about a dozen people in the theater. This film runs 2 hours and 49 minutes, which is quite long. Just be prepared for that. It's not a quick movie. The film stars Tom Cruise as Ethan Hunt, Haley Atwell as Grace, Ving Rhames as Luther Stickwell, Simon Pegg as Benji, Issei Morales as Gabriel, he was the main bad guy in the film, and Angela Bassett as Erica Sloan, she played the President of the United States. In the film, as described by the plot synopsis, they are trying to dismantle the Entity, which is essentially some AI that had gone rogue worldwide and was attacking nation states' nuclear arsenal and gaining control of it, while the United States was trying to secure their nuclear arsenal and some of the other remaining countries that the Entity had not yet taken over. This film is a continuation from the 2020 Mission Impossible film called The Dead Reckoning Part 1, which also ran for 2 hours and 43 minutes. These films are so darn good. This one is called The Final Reckoning. It could have easily just been called The Reckoning Part 2. But in the film, Tom Cruise had gained access to this key. What the key could be used for was to unlock essentially the door which gave them the source code that the Entity was built on. They had lost all the source code, but unfortunately the ship or the submarine that this key can open up was sunk in the bottom of the ocean in a very difficult place to get to. That becomes one of the plot points in the film, was to use that key to get to it and to unlock and grab, I want to call it a hard drive that had the source code for the Entity so that it could be shut down. And there was some trickiness, frankly, stuff that was so complicated with a maneuver that had to be done within the blink of an eye, which was very difficult to understand. The methodology of retrieving that film was out of this world. In other words, kind of making the film live up to its name as a possible mission, because the way they retrieved this item was straight out of science fiction. We all know very well that no human being can go down to depths that far, 300 meters or lower in the ocean, and then just jump back up out and come back up to the surface, be like, everything's cool. That's not quite what happened in the film. They tried to explain that he was going to take some proprietary gas that was going to go into his lungs to help him withstand so he wouldn't have such bad side effects. He was still going to experience the bends on the way up. But anyhow, that was one of those plot points in the film, something that he had to do. It was at the 2 hour mark into the film, I think, before he was able to retrieve that key and go down to the bottom of the ocean. It was very, very interesting. I think they did a really good job with the drama and the suspense on even that part of the movie. Of course, I've well dived into spoiler territory. So supposedly that ship had been down there for years. And of course, when he gets down there and he starts letting water into chambers in the submarine, starts to roll. And it wouldn't be at the bottom of the ocean. It has to be on a cliff where the submarine's rolling and it's causing all kinds of issues for him to get to it. The only way that he could escape was through torpedo tubes. With all of his gear on, it made him very difficult. He couldn't get through or fit through those tubes. And so he ended up having to cut his gear off. He's out of depth. I don't know, 300-400 meters below the ocean with just some goggles. And then he starts making his way, swimming his way up to the surface. And of course, he experiences those pains, I guess, that divers feel, the bends, intense pains. And he doesn't make it all the way up to the surface. He passes out. Cut away to the next scene. He's on the surface. He's being resuscitated by his teammates. It was just ridiculous. There's no way. And even if they knew exactly where he was, there was no way they could have gotten to him so quickly. And he was below the ice. They had to cut out ice. They would have had to dive down to grab him. It would have had to have been within seconds of him passing out. So it was just completely unbelievable. But you suspend your disbelief for movies like this, right? Because he had way more action scenes to do following this minor problem that he had below the ocean here. Now that he had the hard drive, his plan was to deliver the hard drive to the bad guy, Gabriel. And he was great in this movie. He was a perfect bad guy. And of course, he was as well in the previous one. Nothing ever goes the way it's supposed to go. Suffice it to say, the film culminates pretty much in the scene that you saw in the previews with Tom Cruise flying around, hanging around outside of an aircraft and trying to gain control. I thought it was really, really good scenes. Tom Cruise, known for doing his own stunts, and he did not disappoint in these scenes. It was very interesting. The film didn't disappoint. There was a lot of great action scenes. I thought it was entertaining. It's always the world is going to end, kind of like those James Bond movies. The fate of the world is at your hands. It gets a little old, those same storylines over and over again. Anyhow, that's kind of what we were stuck with in Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning. Having said all that, I really enjoyed the film. I thought it was very entertaining, and I would give Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning 5 stars, and I highly recommend it.